Say, I thank you, Jesus. You have blessed me with salvation. You have blessed me with grace, with mercy, with compassion, with the anointing, with the authority over Satan, principalities and powers. I thank you, Jesus, that I am alive with your power. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have the mind of Christ. Tonight, I bind sickness, disease, poverty, and I thank you that I am delivered from this world. I am in your world, Jesus, the supernatural, the kingdom. So it's in Jesus' name that we pray and thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Give him a clap offering here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're still talking about spiritual warfare because all of us, at times, we battle these strongholds. And God wants to point something out tonight that will probably help us in this area, all of us, me, you. Turn, if you would, Steve, to 2 Corinthians 10, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. We've been there for some time, so. For the weapons of our warfare, that's verse 4, 10, 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we can't do much with a carnal mind, can we? We can't do much with the devil or sickness or disease or poverty. But mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. That's why we just mentioned all the blessings. We didn't mention all of them, but we mentioned the blessings of Jesus. Mentioned his name. Mentioned that we have authority over sickness and disease and demons and principalities and powers. That's where our power is. It's in the Spirit of God within us. And he wants to remind us of everything that Jesus said. And he wants to take from Jesus and give to us. So they're in us in Christ. Amen? So I'm going to pray in tongues. I'm going to build up my most holy faith. And then I'm going to release that faith in identification with all those things that are in me. In Christ Jesus. It's a process we all go through. And we should go through it every day. Amen? Because if you don't, saints, you let up a little bit. I'm going to show you tonight. You know something? God is showing me. We all have heard the word seer, haven't we? Well, a lot of people cannot see when they're awake. So God speaks to them in a dream. And Satan has symbols. Snakes, wolves, dogs and all. These are symbols of Satan. God wants me to remind you, if you're having a dream and one of these appear, these symbols appear, is because he can't get in touch with you in the natural. And this symbol is saying to you that Satan is after you. So when you're in your waking time, the Holy Spirit wants you to recognize the symbols of Satan, which becomes a stronghold in our lives. But God's wanting us to take authority over it. So now you're asleep, and it comes into the mind's eye. You have a dream. You actually see what's going on. If something is after you, something is chasing you, something is trying to hurt you, something is trying to steal from you, whatever it may be, you'll find if you study the symbols of Satan and one of those appear in your dream, when you're awake, God wants you to pull that stronghold down. Are you listening? So God is speaking to all of us, and he's saying, I want you to bring it into the obedience of Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit is working with us, you see. The pull a stronghold down is the power of God in us. So I have dreams. It may be a crocodile, you see. You got to learn the symbols of Satan. And once you learn them, God will speak. It's like a seer. It comes into your mind's eye. See, I'm awake in the prayer line here, And sometimes I see things in my mind's eye when I'm awake, when I'm praying for people. And I speak that out. Anybody here can learn that if you are open to the Holy Spirit. You see? So, and that doesn't mean everybody's going to do it, because there's a finger, the thumb, and then there's a fivefold and all kinds of different things and everything else. But nothing is limited with God. You can go as far as you want with God. If you start out a pastor, you can wind up a prophet, a prophet pastor. But anything that God gives you, he don't take back. So God wants you to know the strongholds are mighty in God. Amen? So I'm going to identify, because if God's speaking to me and I'm seeing in the dream a symbol of Satan, he's telling me that's a stronghold in your life. He's after you. Although we have the authority over that, but maybe when we're awake, we just don't recognize it, that this is coming against us. And so he says, casting down arguments, at verse 5, in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. So you're going to know that the power of God is in you. You're going to know the symbols of Satan. And you're going to find out why some people are being held in certain places. Because if they reveal to you they had a dream of a snake or a crocodile or a wolf or something like that. See, in Scripture, you can learn the symbols of Satan. So now God, when I'm sleeping, has come into my mind's eye. He's caused me to be a seer of that, a dream, you see. And I'm going to see that symbol. When you awake, God the Holy Spirit is going to remind you what you saw and take authority over that. Because you may have been going on for weeks and months, maybe 6 months, with this stronghold or this symbol of Satan. This stronghold is against you. And you're wondering why nothing is going right. He'll hinder your business. He'll tell you you're not called. I want to give you something that God gave me a long time ago. See, I don't think people will say to me, well, I don't dream much. I can't remember. That's bull. See, you want to remember the dreams. Because if God can't get your attention when you're awake, he's going to show you in the mind's eye, that's what dreams are, in the mind's eye, your spirit is going to take from the Holy Spirit and show you a symbol of Satan. That doesn't mean he's in you, but God wants you to understand that if you learn the symbols, when you wake up, you're going to remember that. The Holy Spirit is going to bring it to your remembrance, and you're going to take authority over that stronghold. Whether it's against your marriage, your children, your business, your ministry, whatever it may be, he's not going to let up. I mean Satan. And if you don't recognize the symbols of Satan, and you don't take and pull them down with the power of God that's in you by identification, all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, and if you don't, it'll continue holding you down. I don't care how long you live, it'll always be there until you take authority over it. Amen? Now, I want to move somewhere quickly. If you would, turn to, if you would, Steve, Genesis 3. I think it's Genesis 3. We'll turn it over there and find out anyway. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, Genesis 3, 8. We'll be reading 8, 9, and 11. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of a day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Verse 9. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Verse 10. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And then he said, who told you you was naked? Here's the key, saints, that God gave me a long time ago. Who is speaking to me? Where did difficulties in my body come from? It didn't come from God. It didn't the Father. It didn't come from Jesus. It didn't come from the Holy Spirit. Who's been speaking to me? Who's been oppressing me? What stronghold is upon me? Well, when you have and you can recognize symbols in a dream, you'll find out. Have you ever wondered how bodies, physical bodies, receive sickness? God didn't put it there. Now, we can go into sin and all that stuff and everything. I don't want to go there tonight because that's not what God, the Holy Spirit, is leading us. He's wanting us to say or to see, who's speaking to your body? The body is subject to the mind. What thought is in your mind? What symbol have you seen of Satan? What stronghold is in your mind? What thought is telling you to take medicine? What thought is telling you that your body is sick? Think about it. Who is speaking to you? Is it God? Well, God wouldn't be talking to you about illness. He wouldn't be talking to you about guilt and condemnation. He's talking to you about love. Listen, say, repeat after me. God's attitude towards me is grace. It isn't sickness or hate or all this stuff. It's his attitude towards us is grace. Because we're under that blood covenant. We're in the finished work of Jesus. So his attitude, see, a lot of people say, well, God don't like you. God's doing this and God's doing that. That's not God talking to you. See, anytime you give time or place to these symbols and you don't take authority over it, it'll start talking to you. Amen? Satan will start talking to you. He may talk to you about generational curses. He may talk to your mind, get a thought in your mind. Your mind will give your body permission. Amen? So we are battling every day strongholds that need to be brought into the obedience of Jesus. Amen? So he said to Adam, he said, who told you that you were naked? See, who told you you were sick? Who told you you're in poverty? Who are we listening to? Who are we listening to? Who told you your heart was bad? Who told you your emotions are unstable? Who told you you're depressed or oppressed? Think about it. None of that comes from God the Father, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit, or the Word of God. Who told us these things? See, saints, if you learn the symbols and the symbols start coming to you, they may come in different ways. But if they come to you in a dream, he's saying you got a stronghold. He's speaking to you. Satan is speaking to you. He's convincing you. If you have diabetes in your family, who told you, because you're in the kingdom, you're born again, you're blood bought, who told you you're going to have diabetes? Well, it winds its way down through the generation and the medical field. Think about it. Did God tell you you were going to get sick? Did God tell you you were going to have cancer? Did God tell me I was going to have MS? Who's talking to us? Who's telling us that thing? Who's telling us that we're not qualified to come into the presence of Jesus? Who's talking to us about guilt and condemnation? These are all strongholds. And if you go before God, you just can't think of what is causing this in my life. God may take you to a dream, show you a snake, a reptile, a wolf or something. That's a symbol of Satan. And that's the one that stronghold has got you held in a place. Convinced you that you'll be broke. Convinced you that you'll have sickness. Convinced you that you'll be oppressed. Convinced you you're under guilt and condemnation. Convinced you that you're not worthy to walk in the supernatural realm, to walk in the gifts of the Spirit. See, who's talking to us? God the Father. Listen, saints. Say, I want to live in the life that wins. Jesus is a winner. Turn quickly to Philippians 1:21. Philippians 1:21. For me to live is Christ. Have you ever thought of that? Well, for me to live is Christ. But I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be diseased. I'm going to be broke. I'm going to be oppressed. That's not Christ. For me to live is Christ. I know diet, gain, and all. I'm not talking about that. For me to live is Christ. He wants to live through us. He wants to speak to us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to give us his mind. He wants to give us the anointing. He wants to give us the love. He wants to give us the grace and the mercy. He wants to us to walk in the power, because for us to live is Christ. It's not us. It's for us to live is Christ. Can you get that? Can you see what he's saying there? For me to live is Christ. Well, how are you going to live if you don't speak to life? I'm blessed in the grace. I'm blessed in the mercy. I'm blessed in the anointing. I'm blessed in the faith. I'm blessed in the authority of a believer. I'm blessed in the gifts. I'm blessed in the fruits. I'm blessed in the resurrection power. I'm blessed in the blood covenant. Give no room to the devil. Start saying it. Get it in your mind. If you don't, saints, I'm telling you, we want to live in the life that wins. In Christ is the life that wins. And so you got to speak that life. You got to walk in that life. A life that wins is in Christ. Who told you can't sell a house? Who told you can't buy a house? Who told you can't have the money? We got Abraham's blessings. Who told you don't have enough? And God says, I'll supply all your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Think about it. Who told you there's a pain in your leg? A pain in the leg means you have a devil in your mind. Sickness in your kidneys, you got a devil in your mind. Your body belongs to God. For you to live is Christ. Does Christ live through sickness? Does he live through poverty and disease? Of course not. Think about it. We accept things. If mom had it, dad had it, well. If dad's checkbook read zero, well, we'll just, it's all, you know, that's, you're in the kingdom. Have you seen any symbols in your dreams lately? Have you just woke up and said, boy, that was a nasty dream, man. A lion is a symbol of Satan. He goes around like a roaring lion, seeing who he can devour. I had 16 dreams of me running down the beach with a lion after me. And I'm telling you what, that'll make you sweat. And one day, an authority in the dream, that was a symbol of Satan, seeing who he can devour. I turned around and said, in the name of Jesus, he growled and he had no teeth. And I've been doing all this running. Have you ever ran on the beach? You can't run fast at all. Where's your down man? I've had all kinds of symbols. I had a crocodile hold me under the water. And in the bubbles, I said, help me, Jesus! And he let me go. But that was a symbol. What's holding you under?
What stronghold's got a hold of you? See, you got to live in the life that wins. And that's not your life. That's the life of God. Hallelujah. Say, God's attitude towards me is grace, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, love, power, resurrection power. God's running around trying to find this guy, Adam. And can you imagine? Well, this is the next one. Wait a minute. Turn back to Genesis 2, 21 and 22, Steve. Genesis 2, 21 and 22. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. Can you imagine Adam going, whoa, this is good God. Because at the time, they had no clothes. Oh, look out. Whoa. Yeah. That don't look like me. Whoa. You see, God has put his spirit in you. He's creating life and power and anointing and faith. The same way he took the rib. When you and I accepted Jesus, we had this life that came into us, the life of God. And the life of God, it always wins, is in you and I to teach us to overcome the flesh. And not to listen to the devil. And not to, and to discern what kind of thoughts we are receiving. Who's speaking to us? Oh. Praise. 1 Peter 2:9, if you would stay, please. 1 Peter 2:9. Huh? Ooh. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Now, we want to look at this just for a minute now. He's talking about the elect. In the Bible, there's two kinds of elect, the Jews and the Christians. Do you know that? So don't let your head say, he's just talking about the Jews. There's no difference between Jew and Christian in Christ. His own special people. That's why we say God's attitude towards me is grace, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hasn't he called us out of darkness? The same way he took that rib, the power of God, and made a woman. He's changed you. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. He's put his spirit inside of you. You are now blood bought. Your spirit has been saved. Now, that spirit, your spirit by the Holy Spirit, is going to teach your mind not to receive the things of the world. Not to receive sickness or disease. Because you are blood bought and you need to be taught by the Spirit that God placed in you. That God's not telling you tonight that you'll always be sick, you'll always be broke. That's not God speaking to you. We're not hearing from the Holy Spirit within us. So if he created a woman from a rib, just think what he can create in us by his Spirit. Amen? Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. He says to Adam, who told you you were naked? See, I don't understand, because our flesh is not saved, our spirit is, but we're always receiving things. Guilt, condemnation. You see, I'll never have anything. My parents were this way. That's not God speaking to you. That's not the creation of his spirit that he put in you and I. He wants you to carry on the ministry of Jesus. He wants to create in you, see, this life that always wins. Have you ever seen God lose in the Bible? Have you ever heard of God saying, Jesus saying, Peter, have you got any aspirin on you? For Christ to live is for the Father to live. Amen? For you and I to live is Christ. For Jesus to live is the Father to live. Oh, blessed Jesus. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned through one man, much more those who receive an abundance of grace. I have received an abundance of grace. Oh, I wouldn't get too excited about it. And of the gift of the righteousness will reign in life through our one Jesus. You're supposed to be reigning. If I was to tell you, you know something? God just told me there's $1 million in your bank account. Boy, there'd be a new door here. And I'd be preaching to the pews. Where's everybody going? We're supposed to be reigning in Christ. Those who have received an abundance of grace, see, evidently we haven't received an abundance. I received an abundance. I received an abundance. What the hang did you eat before you came here? I hope you burp and taste it all. You want to taste Christ. You want to taste Jesus. Who's talking to you? Who's telling you you're not worthy? Who's telling you you can't operate in the gifts? Who's telling you that grace don't belong to you? Who's telling you God don't love you? It ain't God. It ain't Jesus. It ain't the Word. It ain't the Holy Spirit. Well, guess who? Duh. Say, God's overflowing grace. I reign as a king in the life of Jesus. You know something? There was some business going on at my house today. Not by me, but my son. And so I just come out of the shower and I got all pretty. And Betty said, they sold that piece of equipment. And I saw the guy going out the driveway. So I run outdoors and I said, hey! And I said, and he come back, well, there was an extra key I had inside the house, and I wanted to give him the key for that piece of equipment. So I walked back. My wife's going to say, I don't believe you said this. I walked back. I walked back in the house, and she's looking at me funny. I'm, what's the matter? She said, did you go outdoors like that? I says, like what? My fly was unzipped. Well, that was the first thing. And when I opened the key thing, something fell down behind the dryer. So I need to move the dryer, so I run out to get my grandson, and he's gone. Everybody's gone when you need somebody. And so I have this thing, and I'm pushing up on the dryer. Then I get it over my leg, man. Then I got on the floor, and I said, oh, my God, the pipe's disconnected. I think God done all that to show me. I mean, there was stuff built up in there. A cat would have loved it. Well, I can't do that. Now I go in the house, and everything's going wrong in the shower. I mean, in the bathroom. Then I come down here and helping my lovely wife to get up over the curb, and I stumble. And Betty says, something good going to happen tonight. So I'm trying to get this key I dropped. When Betty said, did you go out like that? I said, I don't care. See, I'm a lovely man walking God's love. Right? Lovely man. Pastor. Did you go out like that? I don't care. And when I got on the floor and got my leg wound around like a knot on this thing that holds the thing up, we sent on, bought one of those things on television. You move the, pick the furniture up, you know, and you put that thing and slide it all over the place. I had it wrapped around my leg, and I have a plastic leg, and it don't bend, and I couldn't get up. I get up and dang thing, man. Pastor's walking in love. I want to reign with Christ. I want to walk with who wins. I don't want to be under any strongholds. I want to bring everything to the obedience of Jesus. I want to come alive with the anointing, the presence of God. God's going to have mercy on my flesh when it rebels. I want it, Jesus. If I have to stumble, if I have to chase somebody with my fly open, I don't care. I want Jesus. Hallelujah. I have God's overflowing grace. See, I want to walk in the life that wins. This life don't win. I mean, I stumble, I get in a fight with the dryer, I forget to zip my pants, my mind's not working right. I want to walk in that life that wins. I want to win. There's no losing in Jesus. I suppose when I done all that, said to my wife, I don't care, I could hear God in heaven saying, there's my little rascal.
Come on, he loves us. Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But who's talking to you? Think about it. What symbols have you saw in dreams and seen it a number of times? Think about it. Have you been conned by a snake? Have you been conned by a lion? Has a wolf been after you? Has a crocodile taken you down deep? That's what Leviathan is, that spirit Leviathan. If you learn the symbols of Satan, God will make you a seer. He'll train you in a dream. You'll see the symbol. The authority, the life of God will come alive in you when you're awake. You'll take authority over that stronghold and bring it into the obedience of Jesus, and you'll find yourself breathing better. Some weight left your shoulders. Some ugliness left you. Hallelujah. So when God found him, he said, who told you that? See, I often wonder, how many things do we hear in a day that ain't God? Who's talking to us? Who put a thought into our minds and it came out my mouth, I ain't never going to have nothing. I'm always going to be broke. And when I get to a certain age, I'm going to have arthritis. And I can't sleep at night. I need to go to Walgreens. Who's telling us that? Whom are we responding to? Who we let tell our bodies, well, you can't sleep, you ain't sleeping tonight? Think about it. When you get up in the morning, the first thing you say is, geez, I couldn't sleep last night. I can't sleep. Well, who told you you can't? Think about it. Who told you you can't sleep? Whoever told you that, it isn't God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, but you paid attention to it and you agreed to it. The minute you agreed to it, your mind got real busy. And you probably cussed four or five people out in that when it's busy, or you probably got mad at this one or mad at that one, and you found out how you was going to handle this one and handle that one. See, sleep don't come through anger or bitterness or unforgiveness. It comes through the life of God that's in you, because he always wins. So I want to hang around the life that wins. You think about how many things in the last 7 days that you was entertaining, and all of a sudden tonight you realize it wasn't even God speaking to you. It wasn't Jesus speaking to you. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. It wasn't the Word of God. It was a stronghold. And we didn't have enough sense to bring it into the obedience of Jesus. So obviously, we're not going to reign with Jesus. We're not going to be in that life that never loses, never asks for an aspirin. Think about it. Tonight, God's sending you home to think about how many things this week did you agree with, and think about who is telling you that. Who's talking to you? It's the dumb devil. Amen? He's come to rob, steal, and destroy. If he can get words in your head, if he can convince you you'll never have nothing, if he can get you separated from Jesus or that life that always wins, you'll be in the death march. There was an actual death march years ago. Some of you are old enough to remember it, and some of you don't. Some of you don't care. Listen to me, saints. The devil will get you on a death march. He'll get you so you can't sleep. He'll attack your marriage. He'll attack your finances. He'll attack your physical body. And if you don't read the symbols that God's given you, because you can't pay attention to God when you're awake and you don't receive the symbols, or you go, my God, I had a dream last night. This gator was after me. This wolf, this snake was around my neck. Well, God says, you see, I've given you the authority. You're not living in the life that wins. You're not flowing in the life that wins. Everybody here can be a seer. It's so easy to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. But in a dream, if you see the symbols and don't do nothing about it, when you pray for somebody and see a symbol, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want to say that to them, God. You say it. We're afraid to say things to our wife or children or ourselves or other people. That's why I'm not very popular. See, he says, no, I love you. You said we. I don't hear anybody else. I didn't hear anybody else say it.
He is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah. It's on the way?
It's on the way.
Oh, okay. Oh, the only way. Only the only way. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, so that's the message tonight. God's packaged you all up and said, who's talking to you? God, I got a backache. Who's telling you that? God, I got trouble with my kidneys. Who's telling you that? I'm not telling you that. I can't see well. Who's telling you that? Isn't God super? And you'd be surprised how many times when I came in the house, I said, I don't care. Who's telling me that? Who's giving me that attitude? This lovely pastor who walks in love. Until something goes wrong. Dang it. I was in the bathroom one time in an older house, and there's a big old bug crawling across the floor, and I didn't have no shoes on, and I kicked that bug and missed it and hit that wall. You should have heard the song I sung. Well, praise God, amen? Hallelujah. For some reason, God wants me to play this. Listen to this song now. It's, that's not the one. That's not the one. Number 11 in Gordon Jensen. It's not the blue one. It's the other one. Hallelujah. He'll take a minute to find this. Hallelujah. Are you ready? boy. Have you ever mumbled? I was out in the garage today, man. I was just a mumbling away to God. Then I stopped. I said, I don't think he's listening. Listen to this song. Close your eyes and take it in.
Often you wonder why tears come into your eyes when burdens seem to be more than you can stand. But God is standing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, 25 years ago, I was live on the radio 5 days a week, and I played that every time, didn't we, dear? And people would call in there, man, and the radio station went broke. I've had more things happen, man. Anyway, we played that song, boy. I'll tell you what, it really opened the lines up. We used to spend one day on the radio just talking and giving words and prophecy. Let me tell you something, saints, before we pray for people. This is a word of prophecy, correct? Well, some people will come here and get a prophecy, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, say, and they'll say, it never happened. How much is this is happening in your life? This is full of prophecies and words of knowledge and wisdom. You know that? You're willing to pick on Ellery, but you won't pick on Jesus. That didn't come to pass. Well, how much of this is coming to pass in your life? This is full of prophecies. Amen? Say what? You got to believe it. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So the next time you speak against somebody who operates in the prophetic, who's telling you to pick on him or her? Who's telling you? Because you examine yourself and you say, well, this ain't working in my life. Not much of this is working either. This ain't coming to pass either. Then you got to examine yourselves. See? I'll say this. Maybe next week we'll have 10. I don't know. Last week we had 70. Next week we have, who knows? I'm not in the number business anyway. Praise God. I just thought I'd say that. So next time you hear someone talking against Pastor Mayo, say, stick your tongue out. Say, oh my God, it's got cancer on it. Mm-hmm. When my kids were young, when they swore at each other, I'd say, give me a bar of soap on the tongue. You know they didn't do it twice? God spanks us, we keep on doing it. There's a reason why I'm saying this. It's for this rascal as well as you. Hallelujah. There's somebody here who's been really, really, I mean tired, really overwhelming tired in the last couple of days, and God wants to refresh you tonight. Is that are you back here, dear? Okay. And God wants to refresh you? Hallelujah. I mean, and the trouble is, don't ever make decisions for God when you're real tired. Because you'll find the easiest way to make a decision, the easiest way out. And sometimes God's ways are difficult in testings and trials and so on and so forth. Amen? Hallelujah. And there's somebody here who's been having trouble with blood pressure and with your heart. Just the last couple of days, it's really been fluttering or something, and you just, it's been really bothering you.
but you don't know whether it's blood pressure or the heart, because the heart's not really boom, boom, boom. It's not really beating, but there's sensations going through your chest, and God is going to heal that tonight. See, you've done the right thing. You came to Dr. Jesus. He can straighten that out. Because if you go to a doctor, he may give you rat poison to thin your blood out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Is anybody having some of those things going on in their bodies that I just mentioned? Anybody having any symptoms like that going on in your body? Hallelujah. Nobody? Hallelujah. Huh? Grace? Oh, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Is you, huh? Tired and what, dear? Pain? Praise God. But it's there, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? See, some people don't want to admit. You know, full gospel people have trouble saying stuff like this. Well, that's what the gifts of the Spirit are for. That's what God's love is for and God's grace is for. Because we're going to have attacks. We're going to have problems in our body. If we'll learn, though, who's telling us we're having the problems, you see, and bind that and walk in the light that's always winning, which is Jesus. In other words, you've got to identify with all those good things that are in you so you can pull down them strongholds and bring it into the obedience of Christ, your body. Amen? Those thoughts and that heart, those lungs, whatever it may be. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, all those who need prayer, want prayer tonight, come up here now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Does anybody have pain in your body tonight? Anybody have any trouble with pain? Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask tonight, come and represent Jesus. Refresh these people. Give them a refreshing to their sleep, Lord. Touch their hearts and their lungs, Lord. If it's blood pressure, touch that, Lord. We just ask you tonight, Lord. We want your presence, Lord Jesus Christ. And we know the Holy Spirit brings and reminds us of the things you said and takes from you, Jesus, and gives to us. We're asking, Lord, to let the gifts flow tonight. Let your wonderful love flow tonight, Lord Jesus Christ. We know that we're into faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. We want to experience your love. Their physical bodies want to experience your love tonight, Lord Jesus. And so I'm just going to lay hands, and I know you're the power, you're the strength, you're the Son of the Most High God. Yes, and you have sent your Holy Spirit like you took the rib and made woman. You took your spirit and put it in me. And now I'm trying to make my flesh become your life, Lord Jesus, by the anointing and power of your Holy Spirit, as well as these people here. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that the wonderful power of the Holy Spirit is going to flow upon these people here tonight in Jesus' name. Refresh them, Lord, and just bless them, Lord. Just bless them, Lord, as I touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, oh, presence of the Holy Spirit, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Presence of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, rest in peace. Come upon my sister, Lord. Refreshing, Lord. In the holy, precious name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name. Ooh, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? All the time. Amen. Remember, who talking to you? Amen. What is your first name, dear, right here? Mary Lee. Is this your first time here, dear? Hallelujah. You know, there's been something in the way. God's going to change something. You've been walking in a direction, and God's going to change that. He's going to cause it to become a blessing. There's been a hindrance. You know, Paul said I'd get there earlier, but Satan hindered me. There's been a hindrance in your life. God's breaking that off in your life right now in the name of Jesus. And God's going to bring a peace into your life that's going to cause you to wonder, why am I in peace? This used to disturb me, because God's doing something different in your life. God's moving that hindering spirit. And God says, you have seen symbols, and God wants you to take authority over those symbols, because God's going to use you in ministry in that area. He's going to let you be a seer over people's lives and cause them to be set free, because many people walk in symbols of Satan, and they are bound, and they have strongholds. And God says, my sister, right now, God is going to free you. God's going to anoint you, and you're going to say, well, how am I going to do it? Because all things are possible with God, and God's going to open doors that no man can close. Even your family is going to try to get in your way. But God says, no, they won't stand in your way. Whoever comes, family being part of the family of God, or part of your own family, nothing is going to get in the way. God's going to move it all out of the way, and God's going to give you a freedom in the spirit that you've never had before. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this wonderful anointing, Lord. Every hindering spirit, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you and we bring attention to you tonight, Jesus. We worship you. We praise you with word. We thank you for the praise and worship. We thank you for the people in here, Lord. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you that Satan has been defeated. Principalities and powers have been defeated. We thank you, Lord, that we'll learn about the strongholds, that we will bring into obedience to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we will recognize symbols, Lord, of Satan, and we'll take authority over it because we don't want to be held by strongholds. We want to identify with those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. And we want to walk in that life that always wins. Your life, Jesus, always wins. So we give you praise and honor and glory tonight for the message, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit, and where you have brought us, and the refreshing of your Spirit upon our lives in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory as we exalt and lift you up as our Lord, our Christ. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus, and we honor you tonight. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes.